Cage Africa's formal request for South Africa to resettle between 1 and 11 Guantanamo Bay detainees who have been cleared for release was received by the Office of the State President. Of the 116 persons currently remaining at Guantanamo Bay, 52 are cleared for release. Although these men are completely innocent, they are unable to return to their home country since the United States has refused to transfer them due to what they call security environment in their respective countries, or due to the very real possibility that they may be persecuted and imprisoned again due to government abuse of counter-terrorism legislation. The detainees come from a variety of countries, including Afghanistan and Yemen. These prisoners have been detained without charge, and according to the Senate report on torture, they have been subjected to torture. Although they have been cleared of any wrongdoing or so-called terrorist links, they exist in limbo, effectively detainees without recourse to justice. Now, Cage Africa says it will appoint a lead coordinator to ensure that the resettlement needs of the detainees are met. They also say that they will provide sufficient funds to resettle at least 5 detainees. All that it requires is for the South African government to take the necessary steps to secure their release, and they have asked the public to lend their names to the call for the freedom of these men. Now, to discuss this issue, we are joined this morning on the line by two representatives of Cage Africa. The first is Advocate Feroz Boda, and the second is Tahira Jays. Feroz, jazakumullah for your time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Tahira to you as well. Jazakumullah for your time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Feroz, let me start with you. What made you petition the South African government in particular? Is it simply because we reside in South Africa, or is it something more than that?
I think there's two reasons. The first is, as Muslims, our duty to try and assist the prisoners, and especially these innocent brothers who have been in detention, many of them for more than 10 years. And, you know, we will be held accountable if we sit and we look at this injustice and we don't see and do anything when it's almost in our face and we know about Guantanamo being there from 2001. And then the second reason is also, if one looks at the history of this country and you look at the human rights record and the fact that, in particular, during the days of the struggle, the ANC received support from the international community. Many people were exiled, and you know, many people were given homes abroad in very difficult circumstances. So I think it would be a good way to sort of return the favor to try and assist other oppressed people in the country. And you can't find a case of greater oppression than in the case of those who have been detained in this concentration camp called Guantanamo Bay.
Tahira, from the South African government's perspective, how easy or how difficult is it for them to play this part? What actually would be required for them to do?
They would have to approach the various American authorities, and they would have to formally offer a place for the detainees in South Africa. It would really be a case of taking the diplomatic steps in order to do so. I don't think it's that complicated. There are other countries that have resettled detainees quite easily and with much success, actually. And those countries include France, Italy, Germany, Uruguay, Albania, Bulgaria, and several others. And there's definitely a template, so to speak, for resettlement. It has been done before, and it has been done with much positive response from the public in the various countries.
Feroz, what about the political concern that South Africa may not have as cozy or as friendly a relationship with the U.S. as perhaps Qatar does, and therefore the U.S. is less likely to play ball with the South African government on this issue?
Well, I'm not sure if that is actually correct. I mean, you had in the last, I think, 2 years, President Obama coming to South Africa on 2 occasions. And there are clearly diplomatic relationships between the two countries. So I don't think that there is a concern. I think South Africa has a community, a very good human rights record, and it will be an ideal place for these men to be relocated, because there is a respect for religious minorities and a very strong Muslim population here that can look after the people. So I don't think that there would be any political repercussions at all.
Tahir, how optimistic are you guys? Remember that there was some optimism when the Muslim Lawyers Association, for example, in South Africa, thought that the South African government would side with the cause of justice in as far as the Gaza docket was concerned, and that did not materialize. Things did not play out as expected there. How optimistic are you that the South African government would look at this request favorably?
Well, we are quite optimistic. I think with Allah's help, inshallah, they will look at it and they will respond positively. I think much boils down to selling it in terms of our PR. And South Africa now, especially given recent developments in the news, I think it would do well for our public relations on the global stage to take on something like this and to take on as many detainees as possible. In fact, to take on the most that any country has in the world. I think that would be a fantastic opportunity for the country and the government in particular to redeem itself in certain ways, and especially on the global stage. I can't, speak for government, and I think that really the amount of response that we've had so far to the story, both in the Sunday Times newspaper and recently on nationwide radio, has been extremely positive. The public has really said, yes, let's give these men a home, especially because they've been cleared of any wrongdoing, and they could possibly also provide us great lessons in forgiveness and sort of getting on with lives after they've been broken so badly. I think that if the government were to take into account the ways in which these men would be able to actually contribute to South African society once they have settled in, it would be amazing, really.
Firoz, what does this resettlement entail? There have been instances in Qatar and other places. What exactly is required? What role can CAGE play? What are the kind of costs that are involved?
Yeah, I think in total, according to the records, there have been resettlements in at least 55 countries. So as Tahira says, there's a clear blueprint to permit the resettlement of people. From a legal perspective, all that is required is for the government to provide the detainees with refugee status, and they can grant them political asylum under the Refugees Act. And you have people getting refugee status, all the time in the country. And there's certain international obligations that each nation has towards refugees. And these people are clearly refugees because they are not allowed or permitted to go back to their home countries, despite the fact that they are innocent. And probably the main reason is because it's very difficult to have surveillance around them because of the fact that they, many of them come from Yemen and Afghanistan. So from a legal perspective, it's simply to grant them refugee status. And with that, they would probably have the right to work. And then as far as resettling them, it's simply, they would have obviously certain psychological needs. They would have physical needs. They may need medical assistance. They would also require housing and sort of daily support until such time as they integrate themselves and they become self-sufficient. Now, the cost of living is not very high in South Africa, and that's why Kate said that even if the government does not want to fund the day-to-day cost of living of these detainees, and CAGE will raise the funds from the public. And we've had already some people coming forward to say, if this happens, we will pledge, monies. So financially, it's not going to cost a lot. I can say that, according to reports, the average yearly cost of holding a detainee at Guantanamo Bay is about $3 million. Mm. And the annual cost to operate the facility is $397 million. So there are cases where America has actually provided the funds as a form of compensation to the host government and funded the resettlement of the people. And I can't see why that can't be negotiated between the South African and American authorities. So there's really no obstacles. It's just a political will on the part of the executive to be able to go ahead with this.
Sarah, we know that Obama is reaching the end of his second term as U.S. President, and one of the big promises he made when he was campaigning the first time around to be U.S. President was that he would ensure that Guantanamo Bay is shut down. That hasn't happened. Do you think that, as we know, presidents in the last few months worry a lot about their legacy, that he may try and fast-track the closure of this facility?
That's a very good question, and it is difficult to say. I was on a show a couple of months back with a United States spokesperson, and he was posed the same question, and the answer was that there's so much politicking around the Guantanamo Bay issue that it's really become more down to what the Republicans are saying and what the Democrats are saying and how the votes are going in terms of Guantanamo Bay, as opposed to any ethical issue. I think that, you know, we had comment from the U.S. Embassy in South Africa saying, acknowledging that Guantanamo Bay was a blight on the reputation of America and it should be closed as soon as possible. So I think that there's a strong, you know, the will is growing and the momentum is building to close the facility. It would be interesting to see if he is able to do it and able to push it through politically before the end of his final term, in which case there would be a great number of detainees needing homes, and we would hope that South Africa would fast-track their processes and step up.
Feroz, as far as global focus in Guantanamo Bay is concerned, I suppose it's always a challenge as the years drag on. It's a number of years now, and you no longer get that kind of acute focus, intense focus on the plight of these people as perhaps you did in the initial years. How much more challenging does it make the efforts, you know, the kind of efforts that Cage is involved in? How much more challenging does it make it?
I think it is challenging. People become desensitized to oppression over many years. And one of the things that, you know, Obama did when he was running for election, he said he's going to close it. And as a result of his statement, it's quite shocking that many people actually think it's closed. You know, people don't realize there's still about 116 people detained there. And it's a constant, you know, battle to try and remind people and conscientize people. And especially, I mean, living in the Ummah, these men, we have a duty towards them. You know, the Prophet ﷺ said, if one part of the body, the Ummah is like one body, and one part hurts, the whole body aches. And I don't think we, as the Ummah, should even, you know, give ourselves the right to sleep without making dua for these people, and or without, you know, remembering them and doing and making effort to try and secure their release. So it is difficult, but inshallah, you know, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will be a success, inshallah.
Inshallah. Final question to you, Tahira. We know that sometimes with governments, they will acknowledge receipt and then nothing happens thereafter. You don't hear from them and they don't, you know, formally comment either way. Is there a strategy that you have in mind to kind of put some pressure on government, get some sort of a response out of them?
We will continue the pressure. We will continue sort of interacting with the media, inshallah, and hopefully, you know, exploring new angles to raise awareness around this issue. I think that Cage has a strong, we're very strong locally, but internationally as well. We have a lot of access to ex-detainees, so if there is any kind of opportunity to interview ex-detainees or to have ex-detainees speak on behalf of this issue, we would happily push that. We also have a strong petition that's gathering momentum online, which is to really, and what I would really like to do is invite your listeners to go to the Cage website, which is www.cageuk.org, and to follow the links to the resettlement story, which will take them through to the petition, and there they can lend their names to that, so that we will be able to submit that as well to the Office of the President, so that there can be evidence as to the amount of support that exists for these men and for the government to take the necessary steps. So there are ways in which to keep up the pressure, and we will certainly be exploring those and doing that, inshallah.
Tahira, to you as well as Advocate Feroz Bouda, jazakumullah for your time. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's now 28 minutes to 9. You're listening to Sabah al-Muslim Drive Time on Radio Islam International. That was Cage Africa spokesperson Tahira Jays, as well as one of the lawyers that's associated with Cage Africa, Advocate Feroz Bouda. They were talking to us there about why they have asked the South African government to get involved and assist in getting Guantanamo Bay detainees who are no longer facing charges of terrorism resettled in South Africa. The excuse is being used that they cannot be sent sent back to their countries, either because there they could be re-detained or re-arrested, or either because there is a volatile security situation there in their own countries, and their lives are in limbo. They are still at Guantanamo, but they don't have to be there, even according to the U.S. and other countries. Feroz is saying up to 55 has taken them in, including Albania and Qatar, and then South Africa is a good destination, one because South Africa itself came off the back of a great legacy of oppression, and they should be seen to be assisting people who are oppressed. It's now 27 minutes to 9.